Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 6 on WRAL, a new call into our newsroom around 1 this morning from the man accused of abducting his daughter, causing an Amber Alert.
Your home was with me. She got taken from me.
The reason he gave to WRAL for why he took his daughter in an early morning call from behind bars.
And new escalations overnight in the war in the Middle East. Israel is intensifying its attacks despite a threat from Hamas about the hostages it has taken.
And you don't need to grab as heavy a jacket walking out the door this morning. Our temperatures are noticeably warmer. I'll show you how much warmer it will be this afternoon, too, coming up. And polls are opening soon for municipal elections in some communities. This is a live look now at a polling place in Cary, where voting gets started in just half an hour. It is also election day for voters in Durham and in Fayetteville, but for Raleigh, people will vote there next November 2024. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I can't get over the active call from an Amber Alert in progress from the suspect in the case. It is so captivating. We'll get to that in just a moment. Elizabeth Gardner first, though, over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this chilly start once again.
Yeah, let's take a look first at downtown Durham. We're taking a live look here. Of course, the sun hasn't even started to light up the horizon yet, but when it does, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Our wind is coming out of the south at this point. It's going to bring in a little bit more warmth today, and you'll notice it this morning. Temperatures are in the mid-50s, which is warmer than it was this time yesterday, for sure. We have the tower lit up as clear. We do have some cloud cover out there, but it's partly cloudy. Temperatures mainly in the mid-50s from the Triangle area southward, but it is 49 in Rocky Mount, 46 in Roxborough, 47 in South Hill. And those temperatures are anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees warmer than yesterday in some places. We have a cold front that'll swing through. A little bit of light rain with that front back to our west. We'll see what happens with that as we walk through futurecast. We're going to see some cloud cover on and off this morning, but generally today will feel partly cloudy. This afternoon and evening, we'll have the potential for a few isolated showers swinging through, especially around dinner time, but none of it's likely to be enough to measure in the rain gauges. So most of us in the 50s this morning, we climb into the mid 70s this afternoon, which is very close to normal for this time of year. We'll likely see a big drop in our temperatures, though, after a front comes through on Saturday. We'll talk about the change in temperatures and the rain we may see coming up. Eric?
A look at traffic out there. Things continue nice and smooth. A lot of green on those sensors. They're really the only congestion we're seeing at this point. That is going to be all the way back over here in Mebane. And only a little bit. It's already started to clear up. Taking a live look outside right now. This is I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. You can see traffic starting to build in here, but things not too bad at this point. Looking at those drive times, things only delayed by a minute or two as you're coming in here to Raleigh. We'll keep close eye on things, bring you updates as we get them.
The father in an active Amber Alert situation out of Durham is sharing his side of the story only on WRAL. Mitchell Grayson called into our newsroom twice. The second time was from jail overnight ahead of his court appearance this morning. WRAL's Laura Levine is in Durham this morning, and Laura Grayson says there is just more to this story that he wants people to know.
Yeah, Jeff, that call came in from the jail around 1 o'clock this morning. It was a pretty brief conversation. Now, our crews were here at DPD headquarters last night when Mitchell Grayson arrived carrying Paisley in his arms and, of course, walking through these doors behind me at DPD headquarters to turn himself in. Now, in that jail cell call, he told Lena that he really needed people who supports him in protecting his child to speak on his behalf in his first court appearance this morning. Take a look at some of this video where you can see him turning himself in as he was carrying Paisley and walking towards DPD headquarters. Paisley was unharmed but was seen crying off and on. In that call from the jail, Lena asked Grayson if he had any regrets taking Paisley from her home. Here's what he had to say.
Her home was with me. She got taken from me. That's what I'm saying. Like, her mom used to please to take her from me. I gave me kicked out and trespassed and whatnot. Like, I was taking her back.
So again, his first court appearance is this morning at 10:30. He believes that he was doing the right thing. WRAL will be at that court appearance. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Durham.
WRL has been at the center of this story since it broke yesterday afternoon. In our next half hour, the moments Grayson first called and spoke to WRL's Lena Tillett, a riveting conversation that helped lead to Paisley's safe return.
Israel is increasing its airstrikes today on Gaza, where you're looking live right now. And here in the U.S., President Biden is expected to address the nation at 1 this afternoon as the number of Americans confirmed dead in the conflict is rising. Here's what we know after another night of rocket launches and gunfire. Israel says it has retaken control of its territory, and now it is planning a full siege on Gaza. Hamas is holding at least 100 hostages and says it will execute one each time Israel bombs civilians in Gaza without warning. President Biden says it is likely there are Americans among the hostages. The death toll in Israel is at least 900, and nearly 700 have died in Gaza and the West Bank. 11 Americans are confirmed among the dead.
Our local Jewish community is coming together during this challenging time, and WRL was there as they gathered last night at the Levin Jewish Community Center in Durham. Security was heightened around this event. Officers were seen on the perimeter just outside the doors. Members of Jewish for Good asked for privacy as they held a service in support of Israel.
There's so many uncertainties, and we don't know how long this will last or what the outcomes will be. And so living in that space of not knowing isn't easy.
Now, Jewish for Good has not scheduled another service, but those with the organization have not ruled out holding another one. People also gathered at the David Kahn Community Center in Raleigh yesterday to show their support.
Happening today, voters in dozens of towns and cities across the state will head to the polls for municipal elections. You're looking live now at Good Shepherd United Church of Christ in Cary. Polls will open at 6:30 this morning. 30 municipal elections are happening today, including in Durham and Fayetteville, but not in Raleigh. If you're voting today, remember you'll need to bring your photo ID. Polls are open from 6:30 this morning until 7:30 tonight. And you can visit the State Board of Elections website to check your voter status and look at a sample ballot. Raleigh's municipal elections are November 2024.
State lawmakers will vote today on whether to overturn five vetoes issued by Governor Cooper. They're meeting today at the General Assembly. Two of those bills would make big changes to elections oversight, giving state lawmakers authority over the process rather than the governor, and getting rid of the three-day grace period for mail-in ballots. Another would take away many of the governor's appointments to boards that make state regulations. And another would classify nuclear energy as clean energy, giving utilities an incentive to buy more nuclear plants. Republicans have a veto-proof majority, so they're expected to override these vetoes successfully. For a breakdown of all the votes, visit nccapital.com.
The Powerball jackpot is going up again. Tomorrow night's grand prize is now more than $1.7 billion after last night's drawing became the 35th in a row without a big winner. The jackpot is now the second biggest ever. Here's a look at the numbers from last night. They are 16, 34, 46, 55, and 67. The Powerball is 14 and the multiplier is 3. Maybe you won a smaller prize. The next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 right here on WREL.
Today, inspectors will be checking out the rides at the state fair, and they'll be working to keep you and your family safe during the big event. State Department of Labor will be starting that inspection process at the fairgrounds. This is video from last year's inspections. There'll be close to 100 rides at the fair for you to enjoy this year. Coming up in our next half hour, we will take another look at the big attractions at the fair and the new foods you can try as well.
A mother shares her heartbreak after a devastating phone call from her daughter at the Israeli music festival attacked by Hamas.
Said, "Mommy, I'm afraid I will die." And I said, "No, you're not going to die."
The mother's hope for a miracle after that terrifying last conversation with her daughter.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he will now run for president as an independent. The problems that could pose for the Democratic Party in 2024.
And it's nice and quiet for the next several days. Our next best chance of rain comes on Saturday. I'll walk you through the timeline so you can plan around it for your weekend.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11. We're starting off with partly cloudy skies this morning, and it's not nearly as cold as it was yesterday. Right around the triangle, temperatures are in the mid-50s, looking at mid-40s up around the Virginia line. And in some places, that's 10 to 15 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. Kids are back at school, of course, after having a day off, some of them yesterday. So at the bus stop this morning, you don't have to send out a real heavy coat. Jacket's probably fine with our temperatures anywhere from the upper 40s to mid-50s. Should be pleasant as they're getting off the bus and headed home. Temperatures likely to be in the mid-70s. So it should feel very nice. We will see partly cloudy skies across the area this afternoon and the potential for an evening sprinkle. At the playground today, temperatures again going to feel nice, mid-60s at lunchtime, mid-70s for the highs today. Eric?
Elizabeth, as nice as that forecast is, the look at our traffic might be even nicer. Look at this, all green on the sensors there. Drive times as you're coming in to Raleigh at this point, that's beautiful. No delays at all, and it is going to be a very similar story as we look over in Durham. Again, no delays, maybe a minute here or there. So if you're out on the roads, things are looking very good this morning. Of course, Jeff will keep a very close eye on this, and as things change, they get busy out there, we'll let you know.
Look forward to it, Eric. Thank you for that. We have a string of crimes we've been watching here. A surveillance video showing the moment a popular North Raleigh restaurant was hit by burglars. This time it happened on Falls of News Road. Security camera shows the footage here of a person breaking into Winston's Grill just after 3:30 yesterday morning. The man ran upstairs, used a crowbar to break into the office and opened the safe. Winston's owner, Will O'Neill, says the thief made off with just petty cash.
I don't understand why they're doing this, because there is no money in these places that they're hitting, but they're doing more damage and more than it should be.
O'Neill says it's happened to several other restaurants in the area. He has 37 cameras positioned around his restaurant and an alarm system that went off during the break-in. Winston's opened in 1986 and will celebrate its 37th anniversary next week. O'Neill says this is the first time something like that has happened there before.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, some scary moments at the University of Florida last night after a loud sound that happened there for a vigil caused students to flee. Near the end of the United with Israel candlelight vigil last night, a loud sound caused students and faculty members of the Jewish community to disperse from the plaza on UF's campus. The school's police did respond and secure the scene. They say they did not find anything suspicious, and five people were treated for injuries there.
Michelle, thanks. New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning. The White House says President Joe Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel in his classified documents investigation. Officials say the interview took place at the White House. It was conducted over 2 days. This investigation centers around classified documents found in an office Biden used after he left the vice presidency and his home in Delaware. According to the statement from the White House, Biden and his staff are fully cooperating with the Justice Department.
This morning, we are hearing heartbreaking stories from the families caught up in the unrest in Israel. One mother saying she heard from her daughter by phone as rockets started falling, and now her daughter is missing. WRO's Ken Smith is here with that mother's harrowing account of what happened, Ken.
You know, Jeff, as parents, we never want to hear about our children being in distress or danger. Take a listen to what this mother experienced when the rockets rained down on that music festival in Israel.
She was saying, "Mommy, we are trying to get out of here, but I'm bleeding. We were shot. Everybody here was shot." And she said, "Mommy, I'm afraid I will die." And I said, "No, you're not going to die."
Well, after that, she tells NBC's Richard Engel the phone cut out, and Merav Gonen hasn't heard from her daughter since. Romy Gonen is 23 years old. She went to that music festival that came under attack by Hamas. The Gonens are among so many families this morning, desperate for any information about their missing loved ones. Even more distressing, Hamas now threatening to start executing hostages if Israel bombs civilian targets in Gaza. Of course, stay tuned to the Today Show. More on firsthand accounts from families in Israel from NBC's Richard Engel. That's coming up at 7 right here on WREL. And Jeff, you can just hear the heartbreak in that mother's voice.
Well, some of this goes beyond what you can comprehend, really, because hearing that mother, what if that's the last time she spoke to her daughter? It's heartbreaking.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he will now run for president as an independent. Kennedy was running as a Democrat in a challenge to President Joe Biden. Now, as an independent, he could split the Democratic vote. A recent Reuters Ipsos poll showed 14% of voters would support Kennedy in a three-way race with Biden and Trump, and that would likely result in a victory for Trump. Kennedy plans to campaign in Texas, Florida, and Georgia later this month, and his team says he's working to be put on the ballot in every state.
Carolina Hurricanes get the season started tomorrow night, and WRL will have team coverage for you. Chris Lee, Casey Hintz, Pat Welter, Aaron Thomas will all be there at PNC Arena for the opener against the Ottawa Senators. That game gets started at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Certainly have had some chilly mornings. Makes it feel like hockey season should be here, although I can't believe it's first game already. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Not as bad as yesterday out there today.
No, yesterday we had some temperatures in the 30s and 40s, and it's not nearly as chilly as that this morning. The one thing that we'll notice is a little bit of cloud cover once that sun comes up. Right now we're taking a live look at Goldsboro and Fayetteville at our newsroom, Apex here, and of course Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. But here at 617, this time of year, and still not even a hint of daylight out there. We do have a cold front that's working its way into the mountains right now. We're going to see some cloud cover associated with that today. Generally, it'll feel partly cloudy. The cold front will swing through during the evening, and when that happens, the clouds will thicken up again, and we'll have the potential for a stray sprinkle. If you're going to be out and about during the evening, maybe an athletic event, that sort of thing, you may notice a sprinkle or two, but none of that should be heavy. It's not likely to even be enough to measure in the rain gauges. There are some places that could definitely use the rain. We take a look at our drought monitor, and there are a couple of patches in our viewing area of yellow, and that's where we have abnormally dry conditions. We don't have any moderate drought in our viewing area, but if we don't start to see some more rain soon, that could be the case. We have the potential for some tropical moisture to move into the southeast, but it doesn't look like very much of that will affect us. There's a 20% chance that this system in the Gulf will develop. Take a look at where it's headed. It is likely to bring some heavy rain to Florida and possibly southern Georgia and potentially even into South Carolina. Right now, it looks like it would stay mainly south of our viewing area. Let's track it coming out of the Gulf, and we can follow it along in the next few days. This is going to be tomorrow at 6 a.m., and then you can see that heavy rain that pushes in across parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. This is Thursday morning, and then it moves on by without bringing very much rain to us. So I do feel like it's going to be dry for the first day of the state fair, but if that system ends up bumping a little farther north, that could change. We get a little break on Friday, and then a cold front comes through Saturday. This is Saturday at around 6 o'clock, and you can see the scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm with that. Once the front moves through, it looks nice and dry and pretty for Sunday. A little bit cooler, a little less humid on Sunday with some showers that linger in the mountains. If you're hoping to head to the mountains this weekend to see the leaves, it should be a peak weekend in the mid to upper elevations, but it also looks a little bit wet. Our best chance of rain this week, definitely on Saturday. And then, as I said, Sunday looks a little drier. First 3 days of the state fair. Right now, we're going dry on Thursday. Those look like that system will stay to our south. Friday, 75 and partly cloudy, but afternoon and evening thunderstorms on Saturday. We do have one more system out in the tropics with an 80% chance of development. It's likely to just move into the Atlantic and not affect anyone. Behind Saturday's front, it will be cooler. 69 on Sunday, 65 on Monday. Eric, do you like it cooler? Or do you like those 70s?
I'm a cool weather guy. You and I were kind of the opposite. I was out there in shorts yesterday morning when it was really chilly. I was feeling great, but you know,
I was bundled
to each
up.
Their own, right? Yeah. Well, turning now to our traffic, things are looking fantastic this morning. It is all green on this map here. If we take a live look outside, this is going to be I-440 at Glenwood. You can see things starting to get a little busy, but again, not too bad on the roads, though certainly busier if we look at I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. Looking at drive times coming into both Raleigh and Durham, those are looking perfect. No delays there at this point. We'll keep a close eye on things, bring you updates as they change. Back to you.
Eric, thanks. Only on WREL, the man accused of abducting his daughter shares his side of the story in a phone call to WREL. The reasons he gave WREL's Lena Tillette exclusively for why he did what he did.
And a pretty awesome ending to a Major League Baseball playoff game. This improbable play has everyone talking this morning. And what's trending?
Here's a look at your winning North Carolina lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
One of TV's most beloved detectives is coming back for another case.
Today in What's Trending, Peacock gives us our first look at the upcoming Monk reunion movie. Remember this? The streaming service released these promotional pictures from Mr. Monk's last case, a Monk movie. Tony Shalhoub is returning as Adrian Monk, a quirky genius detective. Other members of the original cast are also there reprising their roles. The movie comes out on Peacock in December.
Wow, Tony hasn't aged a bit. He looks great. So Monk, you may remember, ran 8 seasons on the USA Network in the early 2000s. So the final episode was in 2009. And now Monk is going to take on a new case involving his stepdaughter, who's a journalist and about to get married. So that's where the movie picks up.
Dude's got some idiosyncrasies, shall we say.
Right. Fans are going to eat that up.
Yeah.
A thrilling end to an MLB playoff game still has fans buzzing this morning. It was a game-ending double play as Michael Harris of the Atlanta Braves made a great catch at the wall, and his throw to the infield was able to beat Bryce Harper back to first base. The MLB Network's ballpark cam on social media shows fans reacting as those final outs happen. And you heard the roar as well.
Oh, my. Look at that. Harper was already, he was all the way around second. He had to backtrack, try to get back to first. Just not going to happen. They were down 4-0 in this game.
Right. So blew it.
Hugely improbable comeback win with that. And, Renee, there have been double plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never has there been a double play involving an outfielder to end a playoff game. That is a first.
Amazing.
You can catch more exciting Major League Baseball playoff action today on Fox 50. The American League doubleheader at 4 o'clock. Houston Astros and Minnesota Twins play Game 3 of their series. Then at 8, the Baltimore Orioles play the Texas Rangers in Game 3 of that series.
Coming up on today, Amazon Prime's big deal days are here. Yes, for the next 2 days, Amazon is unveiling new deals for Prime members up to every 5 minutes. NBC News' Vicky Nguyen will take a look at some of these deals and the fine print you'll want to read before you buy. Today airs after this newscast at 7 right here on WREL.
The man accused of abducting his daughter and turning himself in last night gave WREL a call from his jail cell. Just ahead, a look at that conversation, hearing his side of the story.
We've got a good looking school day forecast. Temperature is not as chilly this morning. We're starting off in the 50s. When the kids get off the bus, we're looking at mid-70s. But this evening, there could be a few sprinkles. I'll show you when to expect that in case your kid has a game. And this is a live look right now at the White House, where President Biden will speak later today about the attacks on Israel. The administration is planning its response as the number of Americans confirmed dead is rising.